1027 WNEW with the band Train. That's Free. It's Opie and Anthony. Good afternoon to you and yours.
Hey.
How are you, brother man?
Very good. Very good today. Feeling good.
Feeling good, yes.
After our rousing show yesterday.
I want to thank everyone for sending an email. I've been reading it for the last 2.5 hours.
Man, did we get a lot of email.
We got swamped with email overnight. So, and by the way, we try to write everyone back, but at this point, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So just understand that we read every single piece of email, and if we don't get back to you, it's not because we don't like you.
No, it is.
So what's up?
Well, I see Victoria's Secret had a bit of a problem yesterday, Opie.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's talking about that still.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is just a big problem with the internet. Streaming live media, very hard to get across to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people tried to tune into the Victoria's Secret fashion show yesterday. Computers crashed.
Mm-hmm.
They had video the size of postage stamps, very jagged, sound cutting out.
It kind of looked like Pablo Picasso video.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the models had their nose on their ass. And
it was like when I used to tune into the Playboy Channel when it was scrambled.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, I think I saw a boob. You know? But I don't know. I have a unit at home that gets live streaming media,
mm-hmm.
very fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's actual speed.
Mm-hmm.
That it's happening live, huge picture,
mm-hmm.
and I never get any glitches, and it's called my television set. You see, everyone's coming up saying, how could we get this technology with the computers and live media, because we don't have enough bandwidth and computers power to get...
Well,
it's television.
We would use the television like we use the computers if the content was the same as
I know.
What you could get on computers.
Exactly.
That's why so many people are rushing to the computer, because they're sick of TV and the political correctness.
I know.
There are thousands upon thousands of people that want to go on the internet or want to turn on TV and see something a little different, a little unusual.
Uh-huh.
But no, the people that are have decided what is good for us to watch.
I'll tell you something. You know, we talk occasionally about the stock market on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely start looking into companies that can supply huge amounts of bandwidth. That's the little pipeline that the information flows over.
Ooh.
Right now, we have our telephone lines, most of the people that are using computers in the house, very thin copper wires. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. How much crap can flow through a pipe? If the pipe is 1 inch across, Opie. Not much.
Not much.
Now, if you got this huge round pipe, a lot of crap can flow through it. Ask any plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with internet service and hooking up to certain things like this.
Right.
Now, we got to look for a technology where everyone at every house can access the big crap moving pipe. Right. So start looking into that.
Stock tip from Anthony.
Little stock tip from me.
I was at the gym today. This whole Victoria's Secret thing got way out of hand, though, because all the newscasts are showing like 30, 40 seconds of it.
Yeah.
And I'm checking the stock ticker, and usually they have analysts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, they had a good 5 minutes worth of the fashion show as I'm checking out the stocks. And I was thinking to myself, it doesn't get much better than this. Checking out stocks and checking out some
Pusky. Boy, they were showing some pusky.
Yeah, they showed it all.
It's amazing what they could show on those fashion shows. The girl comes out, and under the guise that she's modeling some kind of lingerie, she's pretty much naked.
Yes.
You know, here comes Eve wearing saran wrap.
Right.
Wow, that's pretty good. I see everything. They spin around, you see butt.
Yeah.
You know?
I like the model with the angel wings.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, that's what you're going to buy your wife or girlfriend.
Wear that out.
Yeah, sure. She's going to come into the bedroom with huge 4-foot wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute.
Give me something to hold on to.
There you go. All right, we're ready to rock and roll here. Want to thank everyone who commented about Tara and her pictures.
Her picture's still up on the website if you want to check those out. She was in yesterday trying to get her picture across to people.
Mm-hmm.
See what they think.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be a model.
Mm-hmm.
And we put her pictures on the site in various states of dress and undress.
And those pictures are still up, by the way, in case you gave up on us late in the show.
I have a couple I didn't put up there. Yesterday because of time constraints, but I think I'll pop them up there today.
Ooh, a couple new pictures.
A little extra treat for the people.
Oh, that's nice, Anthony.
Yeah.
You got the one?
with where she put the leg out and her arm is on the leg.
Okay, you got to get that up there.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, we'll pop that.
You know, I think we're taking the show on the road soon.
Yeah, we had such a great time last time we were out with the Bronco bashing. We're doing this again. We're going out.
I believe we're going to do it next Friday. We're getting the details together. Can we pop this yet?
Probably not.
No?
I wouldn't. But I would say free up your Friday then.
Free up next Friday.
Next Friday.
Because we are going to rock.
Yeah. When we party, man.
We party.
Let's see if we can get Tara down there.
I think Tara will show up.
Do a little bikini show for us or something.
What I'm thinking is get Tara down there, Stephen Lynch if he's in town, because Stephen said he would come down to one of our live broadcasts.
Play live for the people.
Play live for us. And we got a couple other ideas that we're throwing around. So it looks like we will be live and about next Friday, though. And I think we're coming to the island finally, Long Island.
Very good.
Because we've partied in Manhattan, we've done Jersey, we've got to go to Long Island next.
Mm-hmm.
And then Staten Island, we'll get to you guys.
Very cool.
All right. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Pink Floyd, Hey You, From the Wall, and Days of the New before that with The Downtown. It's Opie and Anthony. And Anthony was busy at work there during that music suite.
Yes, yes. Found the three pictures that I hadn't put up yet of Tara on the website, and I popped them up there. So they're little bonus pictures for you.
Little bonus tracks.
Yeah.
Now, it's amazing, but we're getting a ton of people on the instant feedback saying, I can't find the pictures.
God.
Come on, guys.
It's easy. You go to the WNEW website.
Yes.
Then you click on, I guess it isn't easy. Then you click on Air Staff.
Yes.
And then you'll see all our little pictures come up.
Yes.
Then you click on Opie and Anthony.
That's our section of the NEW website. That's where you're going to find a lot of our stuff.
And then you go to Semi-Live Studio Cam.
Okay. And then they're up.
Yeah.
Including the three new ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the comments are coming in about Tara.
Yes.
The tides are changing drastically here.
What do you mean?
Well, Tara wants to be in Playboy.
Right.
And most people will not argue that she's absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They think she has a nice face and, in general, a very nice body.
Right.
They're having a problem with her, her titskies.
As Popeye so eloquently puts it.
Yeah.
Titskies.
They're having a problem.
Now, what seems to be the major maladjustment?
Well, they're basically saying, you know, the guys, you know, they've seen enough Playboys, and they're saying her titskies would not make Playboy.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not big enough, not firm enough.
Interesting.
I'm just telling it like I see it.
I'm reading them, too.
But besides that, they love Tara. They want to see more of Tara. She's beautiful. Is she married? Can we win a date with her? All that is just fine. They think she can do regular modeling, but as far as Playboy, no.
Look at Chris. Chris here says, Tara, you're beautiful, but you could use a nip and tuck in the boob department. I don't know what that means.
It's all about the boobs.
Yeah.
It's all about the boobs. No one else has mentioned any other flaws on Tara.
Huh.
But I figured it was time to let everyone know what is being said about Tara. So.
Hmm. Interesting.
Tell her to give me a call. I've got an old Polaroid that I need to dust off. That's Glenn from Jersey. Good one, Glenn.
Jason, she has a gorgeous face, a nice tight body, but I do see one flaw. Her
titskies
are too small.
Too small.
Too small, really?
Well, a bunch of people have mentioned they're a little saggy, too, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Look at this guy. Are you guys serious about this broad and Playboy?
Oof. Tara's definitely not Playboy material. She reminds me more of something from The Girl Next Door in Gallery.
Hmm. Nah, she's better than Gallery.
Yeah. Those are brutal.
She's better than Gallery. She's better than, you know, than Swank.
Yeah.
And she's borderline for Playboy, I guess, is what we're getting at.
Yeah, just look at that. Look at all boobs. All boobs. Oh, well.
Hi, NEW.
Hey, it's Tara.
Hi, Tara. What's up?
Oh, that's all right. You know what?
I'm just reading all the comments. I was hoping you were listening.
I am. I was listening all day. Like I said, I had an appointment today. But, you know, it's not only for Playboy, you know? I mean, I would really like to be a model. And as a matter of fact, I got a bunch of appointments tomorrow. So, I mean, it really makes no difference if it's Playboy or not. And, if any of these guys had half a brain, they would look in the last issue of Playboy, Kiss.
Right.
It's, her chest is a 34C.
Okay.
And I'm a 36C. So how is that small?
I don't know.
And if they don't know that half of those girls in there are airbrushed, then they're out of their mind. They really are. And, I mean, I'm glad.
There's a lot of guys that love your breasts, by the way. You know, we're just doing the negative here. And a few guys have mentioned they just look a little saggy.
But
I'm just telling you, like, I read it here. That's all. So. I was shocked at that myself.
But you're getting rave reviews on the whole.
Oh, she hung up.
Oh.
Get her back on the line. Why is she hanging up on us?
Oh my.
One guy did write that she can't take a, you know.
Oh, that was brutal.
Hi, Annie W.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tommy. I was on the hot yesterday when I called you guys.
Yeah, what's going on?
What are these guys talking about? Her titskies are no good.
That's right. See, she just hung up on me.
She hung up on me.
I'm reading some of the instant feedback. A lot of guys enjoy, you know, her pictures. They think she has really nice boobs, but I was just telling her what some of the other people are saying.
She's awesome, man. I like to see some of the slobs that these guys are complaining about her with.
Exactly.
Well, you know, our listeners, you know, they're pretty honest. That's what this show's all about. That's all.
Yeah, well,
we didn't ask them to send in comments about their woman. We were asking about Tara.
No, I hear what you're saying. Tara, but, you know.
Tara, call back. Why are you hanging up?
Ron from Jersey, this is a real woman. She's outstanding and could pass any pencil test. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think she was awesome.
All right.
Absolutely.
We honestly thought she was great. I'm kind of bummed she just hung up on me. But
yeah, well, you got more pictures up there now, right?
Yeah, Anthony just added 3 more pictures.
All right, I'm only going to do 80 now to get home, not 100.
All right.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
The 3 pictures he just added are really good and worth the price of admission.
Tom,
all right, man.
Tom says Tara has great boobs, but the girls in Playboy are mostly silicone goddesses. Tell Tara she's gorgeous. See, the reviews are 99% good.
Well, Rick's trying to get her back on the phone. I can't believe she hung up on us.
Wow.
I was just reading this one guy.
Hey, what's this us stuff, white man?
What? I was just reading what the listeners were saying.
Well, she hung up on you.
All right.
My God. Okay.
Oh, I'm waiting. Uh-oh. Rick didn't have luck. I see the phone hung up.
No.
He's not getting luck, having luck getting her back on the phone. All right, we'll take a break here, and we'll try to sort all this out. On the way, we got the Black Crowes and Leonard Skinner next. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Latest from the Black Crowes from By Your Side, Kicking My Heart Around. And NEW presents the Crowes at the Beacon on the 25th, 27th, and 28th of this month. And I do believe we'll have more tickets to give to you guys to see all the shows. So keep listening to NEW. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, wait, we love to move on to other areas of the show today, but this is just a fixture.
Yeah, we will move on, but everyone is fixated on Tara's pictures that we took yesterday in the studio.
We got them on the online so late yesterday because of internet problems that we got to get some opinions today.
Mm-hmm.
So, to the instant feedback, John from River Edge, New Jersey, she's damn hot. But she has to realize that there are a lot of people looking at these pics, and there are bound to be people that don't like her.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right. RB from Centerport, out on the island. Oppenach, she has nice face, but you have to have an hourglass figure, not a beer mug figure.
Oh.
What does that mean?
That's harsh.
Can't have the dumper without the bumper. Either get a boob job or lose the dumper. All right, well.
Now, is the tide changing on Tara here, Anthony?
I don't know. There's just more people adding in their opinions. We're still getting good ones. Let's see. Forget my Polaroid. I don't want to sound like a homo, but she doesn't look like the Playboy type. She's awesome. Too natural, but that's definitely a good thing. Well, this Sean guy sounds very confused.
Pete from the city, I saw the pictures of that chick on your site last night. A little skanky, wouldn't you say?
Really?
Don't sound too bright either, but I guess that's how you work it.
Whoa. Brian, New York City. She's got to lose the huge trailer she's towing around. Huge trailer?
Do you seriously think she has a big ass?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Maybe the pictures don't do that part of her justice because
I think she's very well proportioned. And the titskies are a little saggy.
Well, hey, yes. Tara is hot, Craig says.
Harry, guys, Tara is beautiful. Our chest is great because it's natural, nothing fake.
Okay, can't read that one. Can't read that one. Rick's getting her on the phone because we were reading some of these instant feedback to her, and one guy mentioned how her boobs were saggy, and the phone went dead, and we think she hung up on us.
TJ in Jersey, she needs to learn how to pose. Well, now, she can't be blamed for that. I was taking the pictures, and I was kind of posing her.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite the photographer for Playboy. She's beautiful. Look at that, Tom.
We got Tara back in the line, Ed.
Oh, cool.
Tara!
No, hang up on you guys.
Oh, boy,
I'm on my cell phone.
Us.
No, I'm on my cell phone right now.
God, I was talking about how a guy said your breasts were saggy, and all of a sudden the phone went dead.
No. I'm on my cell phone, and I went underneath the bridge, and I lost my signal. So I'm here. I'm listening. I am.
Wow.
No, I'm all right. That's cool. You know, everybody's got their opinion.
Wait, Tara, let's stress once again. All right, we have read, honestly, I don't know, hundreds. I mean, I have a stack of email from last night alone that is ridiculous, and now all the instant feedback is coming in about, I don't know, 10 a minute here. And in general, you're getting major high marks. I mean, major
I'm not saying...
I think people are kind of stuck on the fact that you want to be in Playboy is one of your dreams, and they're like, well, no to Playboy, but yes to everything else.
You know what? Like, I have a hard time seeing that, too, because, you know, it's not like you're just seeing these girls in, you know, like a Polaroid shot. If you put me under the right lighting, put makeup on my face, and prop me up and put me under enough pillows, I could look like that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we might have to do another photo shoot.
Well, we might just have to. And
where
you know
you're
what?
You're laying down maybe on the couch in the lobby right there.
Yeah.
And we do the proper lighting. I'm sorry to say, it probably would have to be total nude.
You know what you should do? It's like when you guys get back on the air, ask if there's someone that will professionally photograph me. And if they will, that you know, then we could put them on and you could see that it's all good.
Anthony's
I mean?
A professional.
It's a professional. Anthony, you took beautiful pictures, honey.
I'm a professional pervert.
That's okay.
Well, we don't want you mad at us because...
I am not mad at you guys.
I mean,
we
have enough people that are mad at us and they have every right to be mad at us. But with you, I mean, honestly, you're getting high marks. There's a ton of people that like your breasts just how they are. But others are saying, you know, they could be a little firmer and a little tighter for Playboy.
Yeah, I know. I just, like I said, that's okay. I mean, everybody's entitled to opinion. But like I said, you know, the last issue I read, which I bought yesterday in the city... She was 34C.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, and I'm a 36C, and like I said, you know, throw my hands up behind my head, and yeah, they're going to pull up a little bit. I wasn't wearing a bra. You know what I mean? Give me a break a little bit, you know?
I love
That's
your,
all right.
I
it's
love your
right.
confidence. In all honesty, I mean, you're getting high marks, though. So don't
Thank
let them get you.
You
down too much.
I would never hang up on you guys.
Yeah, we were kind of bummed at that. And it's amazing how many guys want to date you, by the way.
Huh? Really?
Yeah, amazing. All right, Tara. We're going to let you go
All right,
for now.
Guys. Thanks a lot, man.
All right.
If you need me, just Rick's got my number. Call me.
You got it.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
There she goes, Tara.
All right. Well, look at this. Diane and her husband, Ray, checked out the web pictures this morning, I guess before work, and they both think she's cute and could be in Playboy. Thanks.
Okay.
You started his day off great. One appreciative wife.
Very good. Bob, north of the city. After seeing the last three pictures that Anthony put up, what an ass. I'll take back the girl next door comment and upgrade her to hustler material.
God. Paul in Jersey, class act here. Oh, I would F her even though she has major sags and a fat ass.
Paul.
What a catch, Paul. Hey, you sound like a great guy.
All right, man. We could do this all afternoon long. The comments are coming in like crazy now, like 20 to 30 every minute.
That's amazing.
We're going to try to move on to other stuff today. Getting a bunch of people that want to hear the Charlton Heston bit from yesterday, a brand new one.
Bit? That's no bit.
Oh, that's right. It was actually Heston.
Of course.
Coming into the studio on his white horse. I forgot. Yeah.
Fessing up to fathering that new monkey in the zoo.
In the L.A. zoo.
Amazing. Who knew?
If you missed that, stick around. We'll replay that. Soundgarden on the Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, with Opie and Anthony hanging with you this afternoon.
Hey.
Guys, we really want to talk about something else today.
Oh, my God.
It is amazing, the instant feedback we're getting.
Yeah.
Well, this we're going to start doing more and more of this with the website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because one thing we like to do on our show is share with our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to turn on a radio show and something really wild is going on in the studio, and you're sitting there like, I wish I was there, man. It sounds great. I want to see what she looks like or what that looked like.
Yeah, we're working on things.
And we try to do that for you guys. You know, besides talking about it, we
pop some pictures on, and you know, we're going to look into some webcasting.
And we share the wealth. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have an idea. I want this to happen.
I know.
Because everyone's talking about the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Yeah.
Yeah. From last night. We want to do our own fashion show.
Yeah.
But we want to have it like a freak lingerie show.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be funny as heck.
Just like every, you know, every taste in a woman,
mm-hmm.
in a negligee.
Yeah.
Little lingerie.
Well, I think we got to take care of the ladies, too. Get a couple of guys to whatever. Because we're hearing from the ladies all the time. When are you guys going to take care of us? When are you going to take care of us? We're trying.
Well, all right, we could do that then. Hey.
We just don't know much about what turns on a...
Yeah, well, maybe we need a woman consultant for that.
Exactly.
And, yeah, we'll webcast it.
But we do want to do the Lingerie Freak Show, the Opie and Anthony Lingerie Freak Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to bring in just a... all walks of life.
We'll have some hotties.
Some hotties.
And some naughties.
Yeah. Maybe get a model from Big Butt Magazine to do some lingerie.
Mendy will want to, you know, come in.
I think Mendy could throw on a piece for us.
Put a thong on that big fat ass of hers and strut around.
I personally
around.
Would like to see a midget in some lingerie.
Maybe a midget.
Cool, you know?
Yeah, wow. I never thought of that.
What else? Let's see. We got the hot babe, the fat babe, the midget.
Mm-hmm.
Want to go for an amputee, babe?
yeah, like a wheelchair or something.
We could go wheelchair lingerie.
Retard.
Retard would be nice. Down syndrome lingerie.
Down syndrome.
Down syndrome, sorry. Why not? All walks of life. Got to give everyone a shot.
Holy Jesus.
What?
Would that be funny?
What? That's just gotta be so exploitive. It's not even funny, man.
Hey, look at my dong.
Come on.
Well, it's definitely something I've never seen before.
Maybe we'll get Tim Carver down here. McCarver.
Yeah.
He's out of a job. Maybe we could get him to put some lingerie on until he gets his next gig.
You know, I don't understand why they gave him the boot. And brought Tom Kiva aboard. It seems to be the Mets making a huge mistake in this avenue. I don't believe they should have done this. You got to give McCarver a lot of credit over the years. Done a great job for the Mets. I don't know what Tom Kiva is going to bring to it, except a cut in pay. Tim McCarver obviously making a lot of money over the years. It's going to be a very hard to fill McCarver's shoes with Tom Kiva coming in.
Yeah, that's what we checked out for an hour.
Wow.
On the way into that.
My head was spinning on the drive-in, listening to Mike and the Mad Dog.
Simple as this. Yes, Tim McCarver, great baseball announcer. Tom Seaver, eh. Mets trying to save money, and Mets don't like someone that has an opinion and talks bad about the team. That's it. End of story.
Yeah. No, not end of story.
Move
not on the fan.
Boy, they go through every possible scenario that could have happened.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been interesting if a UFO would have come down and killed Tom Kiva. Who would they bring on now, and would they have kept McCarver a little longer? Let's go to the phones and ask people about that. What do you think about a UFO killing Tom Kiva?
Well, that would be interesting. Now, let's say perhaps maybe he was just abducted and not killed.
Well, that throws an interesting twist into things. If he was abducted, then they couldn't give Kiva the job because...
At that point, you'd have to give the aliens a lot of credit.
A lot of credit for coming to our planet from such a distant galaxy.
Like, why? At some point, I thought they were saying that.
That would be terrible.
Terrible. It's a terrible thing to message on to Jim McCarver after 70 years of loyal service.
Horrible, terrible.
Isn't that right, Maggie?
That's right.
Good afternoon, everybody.
4th on this Thursday.
Thursday. You know, I was speaking yesterday. I was talking with him yesterday, and he said, Tim McCarver, it was getting fired. Tom Kiva coming along for the match. It's going to be very interesting to see how the PN fans react to a new announcer.
Yeah. And then they're talking about the Knicks because the season opens.
Yes, that's right, Mad Dog.
I know. Yeah, because Mike is just so monotone.
Well, they brought Tim McCarver 4 years ago.
Well, Mikey, you got to give him a lot of credit for that one. It's very interesting. It's going to be fun to watch. I think the best way to make him say
Well, Dog, what do you think of the Knicks?
Well, the Knicks, I'm trying to not pay much attention to basketball because I'm kind of turned off to all sports. But Ewing has to be, what? I'm trying to read the back of the newspaper.
Well, he's got a rebound this year.
There you go.
That's what they're saying. No,
you got to give him a lot of credit, Mikey.
Know what Ewing has to do this year? Pass the freaking ball.
It's time
that he stops being a ball hog and allows other people to score, and then maybe the Knicks have a chance at winning this waste of a championship this year is going to be.
You want to hear an opinion from somebody who completely knows nothing about basketball, but I know one thing?
Okay.
Now, I don't like the game. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
But one thing I've noticed with Ewing, because I only see, like, playoffs and stuff, he seems like a choker.
He seems like he chokes. He hasn't gotten the job done, no. And one of the reasons is because he feels like he has to score 30 points every damn game. He has to get his shots.
Well, maybe if they tame him down a little bit and make him pass the ball, it'll be a little more interesting.
He needs to pass the ball and he needs to hit the boards.
Well, there you go. From somebody who likes basketball, Opie.
Well, it's simple as that, though. I mean, the whole offense, if you really want to get into this, I could talk about this for hours. The whole offense has revolved around Ewing forever. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't work anymore. Doesn't work. He needs to pass the freaking ball.
Well, there you go.
And now you got Sprewell, you know, to get you some points.
Another choker.
Honestly, though, the Pacers are going to win it all this year. Sorry to say. Got to say it right now.
Yeah.
One of the biggest Knicks fans... you'll see, but Pacers are going to win it all this year. In this season, that doesn't mean crap.
Well, they weren't able to hold together a team.
Well, know what the Pacers did?
What?
Simple as this. Larry Bird knew that there was going to be a work stoppage and it was going to get ugly and stuff. He pulled Reggie Miller and someone else aside and said, look, guys, we're not going to be able to practice for a very long time. That is obvious at this point. It is up to you guys to stay together as a team and continue practicing. So the Pacers are about 3, 4, maybe 5 months ahead of everyone else.
They did?
They were practicing through the whole thing as a team.
Well, you got to give Bird a lot of credit for that one.
I mean, half these teams and guys, they didn't pick up a ball through the whole strike.
Yeah.
And Reggie Miller and those guys, they hired strength coaches, and they just did it all on their own and continued practicing. They are so ahead of everyone.
Well, I hope it works out for them.
And this season's going to come down to conditioning. Simple as that, because you got teams that are going to have to play 3 games in a row and stuff. It's going to come down to who's in the best shape.
That's right, Mikey.
And that's why the Pacers have a great shot of winning it all this year. Thank you.
Very good comment, Heavy.
Well, why don't you give me a little credit?
I give you credit. You know your basketball, Bobby.
It's not all I know, but all right, we got David Bowie on the way. We got Metallica doing some Seeger, and we were going to play the Charlton Heston bit from yesterday during this spot, but unfortunately...
Shocking confession of monkey sex.
Yeah, you got to stick around for that. Can we replay Heston doing the Priceline.com commercial yesterday, too? That might have been funnier than the bit. All right, if you're interested in modeling for the Opie and Anthony lingerie freak show...
Doesn't mean you have to be a freak. You could be a normal person. I mean, this is all walks of life.
All walks of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not going to fake it like the Guinness Book of World Records. We're going to call it the Opie and Anthony Lingerie Freak Show.
Right.
I'm not going to, like, put freaks on TV and make believe they're setting a record like the Guinness Book of World Records. No, we're telling you what we're trying to do here. We want a midget to put on some lingerie.
Yeah.
We want Mendy from Big Butt Magazine to put on a piece of lingerie.
Right.
We want a homeless crack whore to come down here and put on a piece of lingerie. That one we can make happen. We just have to pay her a little bit.
Are we going to go with the Down syndrome?
Well, that's Anthony's dream.
Come on. You brought it up.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, but you really were into the idea.
No, I cannot imagine what that would be like.
So if you got anything you could offer us for the Opie and Anthony Lingerie Freak Show, Black Earl is working the phones right now at 212-757-1027. We're going to get this together. We're going to webcast it just like the Victoria's Secret fashion show from last night, and we're going to have ourselves a pisser.
Yeah.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Metallica, Turn the Page. From Garage Inc. And we're putting together a little Metallica contest for you guys. I hope we got details soon.
Yeah, we're still not able to talk about that yet?
Yeah, because they're trying to iron out the particulars. So it's going to be very cool. We're going to fly you somewhere to see Metallica. What are you laughing at?
No, someone says Charlton Heston sounds a lot like the Grease Man voice. Major similarities.
Well, there's a little controversy with our listeners, Anthony. There's another guy that wrote, is it true that Anthony was the Grease Man?
Yadda-daddy. It is true that once I was indeed the Grease Man. We'll be back with more of the Grease Man Show.
No, I wasn't the Grease Man.
No, see, there's a big difference.
The Grease
Man. There's a huge difference. Anthony is very, very funny.
Thank you, Opie.
The Grease Man wasn't that funny. He was very annoying after a while.
I gave the Grease Man a try a couple of times when Opie was in commercial, back when Opie was doing 7 to Midnight on Long Island. Of course, I listened to every break he did.
I kicked his ass.
And the Grease Man was... Was he on K-Rock for a while? Wasn't that where he was?
Yeah, I think so.
He was doing like 7 to Midnight at K-Rock for a while.
I believe so, yes.
And I would listen and try to see what he was talking about. And he'd go off on these tears of stories where it was just blatant lies.
Yeah.
And I didn't get where he was getting to.
When I was in Nam, a slinging lead, all of a sudden I walked into a gook village, and I started shooting. Yaddle deedle doodle daddle. Yay. Yes, kitten the beat up, yup the beat the little glue. Where's the pushki? Akakakai.
It was just over the top production with music, yeah, and sound effects. It was like,
what was going on?
I was singing for the village people there.
Was that the truth about him, that he was an original member of the village people?
No, there was another stupid story he used to tell.
Mm.
And then people would call up and believe it, or I didn't get it.
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
This show's at least easy to get. You have a third grade education. You're right on the line.
Third grade education. You're in.
You're there.
All right.
Easy to get.
We're trying to get the Opie and Anthony lingerie freak show together.
Yeah.
Simple as that. That's what it's going to be called. And we're looking for all walks of life at this point. And Rick's telling me we got a wolf man on the line.
What's that?
Hi, N.E.W. Annie, yeah. W.
Hello?
Oh, we got chicks.
Chicks. Are we on the air?
Two lovely ladies.
We love you guys.
So much.
All right. Look at that.
We love you guys.
We work in an office. We have 4 radios going with the same station on.
Wow. Tell us more. Look at Opie basking in this. Isn't that nice?
You don't understand. After, 7 months of hearing you guys suck, go home.
Oh, no.
No. We think that you should be on all day, every day. No commercials, no music, nothing.
Oh. Well, we'll get to that point eventually. We're already phasing some things out.
Yeah, we don't play as much music anymore, do we?
Whether management likes it or not. So. But now, what is this? You girls have called. You have a wolf man?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what's this about?
Well, we just want to enter him.
Well, tell us about him.
Well, we want to enter him just so we could come down and meet you guys.
Well, it's got to be special, though, because we're going to put all the pictures on the website, and people will, they want to check out some,
He's really hairy.
Like, oh, is he one of those guys?
He's really hairy.
Like, how hairy?
Like, he's like Chewbacca.
Like when he takes... Like when he takes his shirt off, everyone yells, "Take your sweater off too!" Or
yeah,
that type of hairy.
Exactly.
Oh, with the back and the shoulders and everything.
Uh huh.
Does he have to? You ever see
those guys who wear the muscle shirts and you could see the hair in the shadow?
Oh,
yeah. That's what he looks like.
Come on.
Like, almost like a shag rug.
Is he one of those guys that has to shave and then pick a spot on his neck where he's going to stop? you ever see that?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll consider this whiskers and this chest hair.
Exactly.
But it's all just one mess on the neck. Like, they got to pick a point. Okay, I'll stop right here.
I've seen that.
Can't draw a line.
That's great. Huh. All right. And he's really hairy.
Yeah, yep. Big time.
And he wants to, will he wear like a ball bag type thing?
I think he would.
Oh.
I think he would.
He'd wear a banana hammock?
Of course. A bean shooter? A marble sack?
Yeah.
He's into that quirky.
One of those, because it is a lingerie show. And we want to do something for the ladies, too. So I guess this prize will be
a lace
still Teddy.
Well, you could dress him.
Yeah, you guys could. You guys could dress him if he's into it.
That'll be a fun project.
Now, where's this hairy man?
He left the room. We're all at work now.
Is he psyched though to do this?
Oh, he'll do anything for us. He loves us.
All right. He'll have to pass the audition.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we got to make sure he's freaky enough.
Yeah.
Because this is a very special thing we're trying to put together.
He's a freak.
Screw Victoria's Secrets.
Yeah, you can see supermodels everywhere on the web.
Well, we're
going to
have a couple models as well. You know, we're gonna start with a couple models and it's just going to get...
A couple of ringers, yeah.
And then it's just going to get ugly from there.
I'm going to put the knotties on.
We want some, like, thalidomide babies in thongs. I want lobster claw hands.
Well, let's see what we can get.
I want, like, the grand finale to be some girl that comes out with a bikini top that has to roll herself out on one of those dollies.
But I guess we could start with the Wolfman.
Yeah.
We're getting this together. I think this is a start. A real hairy guy in a banana hammock.
Exactly.
I guess we could start there. If anyone else wants in on this, if you got some...
Maybe we'll get some more people from work.
He doesn't have a red mandrel ass, does he?
All right. Well, Rick got your info, right?
Yep.
All right, we'll see you guys down here soon.
All righty.
All right. Thanks,
bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Well, we like that. Oh, good. It's rolling, Opie. We're started.
Well, we got Wolfman so far.
We got Wolfman.
We still need a really, really huge woman.
Yeah. Big, fat woman.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yes.
We could offer, like, bribes, can't we?
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
You know, some prizes. You could invade the CD collection or something.
Well, they'll just be famous.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Tara's pictures from yesterday, according to my estimations, there's been 30,000, 40,000 people have checked them out so far.
Oh, getting pounded.
So, you know, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to get all these freaks down here, put them in lingerie. Take some pics, put it on the website, and everyone's going to have a ball with this.
Okay.
So if you know of someone, or if you're that person that you think is special for us, give us a call right now at 212-757-1027. All right?
All right.
We still got to get to the Heston thing, man, from yesterday.
Damn.
We got to take a break.
Damn, there's never enough time.
All right, we'll try to do it next. Heston confessed to something yesterday. It was pretty
shocking.
Pretty shocking, yes. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, another track from Eve 6. That's Leech. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
We got to get the Heston bit on, finally. You guys are into so many things here that you're distracting our radio show.
Okay.
And the comments still coming in about Tower on the website. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I know. I'm stunned.
If you didn't get to check out the pictures last night, they're up and running. On the WNEW website, just go to Air Staff, click on our pictures, and then live studio cam, or yeah. Semi-live studio cam.
And if you checked them out last night, I put three new ones on today. So.
Yes, you did, and they're a fine addition to the collection.
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, yesterday, how did the story go again, Anthony?
Well, Opie, it seems there's a chimp named Yoshi, no joke, who knew, in Los Angeles, in the zoo, and it's been in this cage with these male chimps that have had vasectomies. And lo and behold, Yoshi gets pregnant and has a little baby chimp. And they're wondering how this happened.
Yeah, no one could figure it out.
No one's figuring out how this chimp got pregnant.
And so we're in the middle of the story and we're trying to figure out who the heck could have got Yoshi the chimp pregnant out there in L.A. And lo and behold, the door swings open.
Oh, my goodness.
He jumps off his horse. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. It's Opie and Anthony for your ride home. Having lots and lots of fun today.
Amen.
Talking about a lot of different things on the radio show.
Mm.
And I got the latest issue of People here, Anthony.
Oh, my God. Did you buy it?
Did we buy this?
Did you patronize People magazine, who would put a picture of Chelsea Clinton on the cover?
With a little story inside?
That's terrible.
What this whole thing has done to the family?
They're outraged that People magazine would do a little story on how Chelsea might be handling this crisis.
She's a public figure. It's fair game at this point.
What is she, 19 now?
Yeah, at least. Maybe 20.
Yeah, definitely in the public domain.
Well,
I don't know what, you know, it's so funny because they just got to fire back at anything now. Any little distraction that they could conjure up
that'll draw attention away from the actual issue.
Yeah.
That Captain Hummer in the Oval Office lied under oath.
Well, can you just imagine the teasing she's getting with her classmates and stuff and her peers?
Yeah.
Because her husband,
husband.
Hello. Well, it is.
Slip there.
Well, it is Arkansas.
that's true. I don't remember where they're from.
You know, because her father couldn't keep it in his pants.
Yeah.
That is much worse than what People is writing in their damn magazine.
Remember when you were a kid in school? And, like, one of your classmates' parents had come in for parent-teacher day, something, and would be just a freak of nature, and then they would just get pounded on the whole time?
Yeah.
That must be what she's going through.
Exactly. So they're all mad at People Magazine. Tough ass.
The big fat mom would come in to the parent-teacher thing. Oh, that was always awful. You parents got to be nicer to your kids. You don't understand how that screws them up. You're sitting there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, Billy's mom. Look, it's Billy's mom. Oh, my God. And it's just like this big, fat coming in, and then everyone just looks at him like, oh, it's the kid with the big, fat mom.
Yeah.
For your kids, people. You know?
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of how it must feel for Chelsea.
Right.
Because now, you know, she must be getting the universal sign of the Hummer, you know, where you'll do that little jerking move with your hand near your mouth and poke your tongue into your cheek.
Right.
At alternating, you know. She must be getting that all over campus.
I think that's the first time that gesture has been used on radio, Anthony.
Everyone knows it.
That's a first for our show.
Go ahead. If you're in your car right now, make a little fist, put it near your cheek. Now pump it.
Yeah.
And then as you're pumping it towards your cheek, get your tongue out into the other cheek. Everyone knows what that means. There's no mistake in that.
That's too funny. So, you know, President Clinton, tough ass. You're going to write about her. Oh, well. You lose.
That's it. If he would have kept it in his pants, that story would have.
So, Anthony, you're going to be watching the 60s show?
Oh, well.
The miniseries?
I'm reading a great little...
haven't heard much about in the last couple weeks.
No, they're not really promoting this thing much.
No, I haven't really seen the Flower Girl plastered everywhere in our fine city.
Yeah, I've only seen maybe 12, 13, 20 buses pass by with her face on it every day.
I almost missed my bus because it didn't look like my bus anymore.
I thought it was a psychedelic 60s Volkswagen minibus. I
thought the Partridge Family came to town or something.
I don't know.
It got 0 stars. This thing
zero.
Is the biggest piece of crap that TV is throwing at us.
You know what? Again, some more network crap. Do you think NBC is able to put a movie together about a period that had so much going on, you know, and really make a creative, poignant, touching, interesting movie with the stupid little budget they get and how they got to be politically correct and this and do you really think they're dipping into the A-list of celebrities?
Well, they're using their must-see TV superstars.
They get, like, their must-see TV people. Oh, yeah. Boy, I could really feel for the guy going off to Vietnam when it's, like, the guy from Friends or something. Yeah. You know? Hey, it's Joey from Friends. Jeez. Yeah, what are they going to have? Like Mindy Cohen from The Facts of Life as Mama Cass? Freddie Boom Boom Washington, head of the Black Panthers. Well, that's what they do in these stupid TV movie things.
That's better casting than what they have done.
What they have.
You know, they should have Kramer as Wavy Gravy.
I'm giving them acid, Jerry. I can't believe it. I'm freaking out.
Yeah, Jerry could give the speech at Woodstock. That would be entertaining.
Don't take the brown acid. What are you doing, people? You're going to hurt yourselves. Get off those towers. There's lightning.
That would be fun to watch. I would sit down
Elaine,
in front of my
free
teammate.
Love, Elaine.
Yeah.
Come on. Pull down the pants. It's free love.
Hey, Ann.
Yes.
Whoa. Sorry,
you're playing
man.
Phone calls?
No, I'm trying to freaking get this for you. This is what happens with the live radio show. All right, continue with you. Well, I wanted to get to your nice music.
Oh, okay. Is that where you were going?
Yes.
I can't believe you screwed that up. What are you taking acid hoping? Well, now it's done, isn't it?
Now it's done. Now he's screwed the whole damn shit up, man.
It happens.
I just can't see a network putting on something that may be handled in the movie theater, mm-hmm. where they have a budget and real celebrities. You know, what do you want to see, like, the Cars getting hit with fire hoses?
The Cars getting hosed?
Get the fire hoses off the Cars! Rats for the black people! Like, whoa! They're hitting me with Camille! They're hitting the Cars with the fire hoses! Like, it takes something away when it's the people you've seen on TV shows and stuff like that.
Doing their cute little sitcoms, and now they're in the middle of the 60s show.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not. I shan't be watching Opie.
Well, I don't think many people will be watching. It's getting zero stars.
No.
It's a mess. And whatever. What happened to the miniseries? Like Roots. That was a miniseries. It went on for a month.
That was good.
You know, now. Today
it went on for a month? Did it go on for a month?
Who knows? It was on for weeks. But now today's miniseries is 2 days, 4 hours. When we were growing up, a miniseries was like a miniseries. The Stand.
Yeah.
That went on for a month and a half, I think.
I like those miniseries like that.
Yeah.
But this one, no. Won't watch.
No.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh, who's waving?
The boss's daughter is looking at us.
Oh,
hi.
Well, be good. Be nice.
We will. Now we'll have to do the G show because now the boss is going to bring his kids in here and say, could they watch you for a while?
The G show.
That's always awkward.
The Opie and Anthony show rating has just changed to G, general audiences.
That's what happened last time. We wanted to talk about...
Yeah.
And we couldn't because the boss's kids were there.
Well, last time she came in, she came to see Hanson.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about Frank and Hanson.
Yeah.
And, things got a little crazy in here.
Just a little bit. All right.
They're not even it anymore, Opie.
Hanson?
Yeah, do you know that?
No.
Like, there's been five other kid bands that have come in, like where the girls really dig them, like NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one?
97.5 degrees.
5 degrees. Or something. And Hanson's just left in the cold.
Well,
all of them. Not only Frank and Hanson is being shunned.
Washed up at 12.
Imagine that. They'll be on it behind the music.
Right.
By 13, they were taking acid and heroin. Frank and Hanson hopped in his car and crippled one of his friends. In an exclusive, we team him up now. Me sorry. Frank and Hanson in an exclusive behind the music.
And then he'll be like 30 with his guitar, you know, trying to get the dream.
Oom-bop! Oom-bop! That's how we used to do it before my brother died. I'll leave you to wonder which one it was.
Behind the music. Best series on TV.
Oom-bop! Damn song, we lost all our credibility. I wanted to play the harder stuff. I wanted to remake...
I Can't Explain.
I Can't Explain by The Who. Oom-bop, but they had us doing Oom-bop. At 25, he was arrested for transvestite hookers. And just totally fall down into the gutter.
Yeah.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony. Checking the instant feedback here. Check out Lady from Staten Island writes, F you to all the nuts in the supermarkets. Being a cashier, I know all your dirty little secrets. And yes, I do laugh when you buy hemorrhoid cream with condoms. Oh, I'm going ape ass on the next person who tells me to smile. By the way, guys, love your show. And this is from a diehard feminist.
Oh.
By the way, ever think about making a Hummer Club for women? Mm. Come on, take a poll. It's the 90s.
Diehard feminist.
Well, the Tuesday Night Hummer Club is for both sexes.
Of course.
I know it seems on the outside that the guys are getting more than the ladies, you know?
No, we ask for total reciprocation.
And, and then both of you guys become members of the club.
Yeah.
So the ladies can brag as well.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know what to do for the ladies. We understand the situation we're in here. We're guys. We know what guys want.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry.
And I understand we have a lot of females and ladies that listen to our show.
Mm-hmm.
But we really don't know what you girls want us to do for you.
You don't?
Well, I mean, in that regard, of course. But, you know.
Well, I was reading something on sexuality, Opie. And girls like to be romanced. You know?
Okay.
But you can't have like a... Hey, it's the Thursday night romance night, you know?
No, because that's just... See,
yeah, see, it's not... It, the Hummer thing is easy for us.
Yeah.
Because it's quick. It's the Hummer. It's everyone knows what's involved. Hummer. But like women like to be romanced. They like to be like the whole taken out and the flowers and everything really nice, worked up. That's the whole sexual experience for a woman too. Is like the whole prelude.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of difficult.
Yeah. How are we going to incorporate that in our radio show?
Well, Opie, we can't.
You know?
I know.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey.
Hi.
The women want money.
The women want money.
Yeah.
Great.
So, I told you once before about this.
Wednesday night cash night.
Yeah, guys just hand over all their... Don't most guys hand over their cash to their lady anyway?
Yeah, Tuesday night Hummer, Wednesday night cash. It's pretty much prostitution what we're going for here, isn't it?
The Super Tuesday's working out.
Yeah.
And Wednesday, you know, give a freebie on a Tuesday and get paid on Wednesday.
Ugh, it's prostitution.
My house. I called you last month.
Yes, we remember.
Oh, you're the one that gave Hummers for cash to your husband.
A house right. built on Hummers.
And, you know, I didn't even become a club member officially.
Now, how much did you charge your husband?
Well, we talked about that. It was $20 a pop. He had the cash ready all the time. No singles, please.
Did that turn you on?
It was fun, yes.
Did he leave it under the lamp?
No,
on the night table when he was ready to leave, zipping up?
Before. Had to be heads to me before.
Get yourself a cab, honey.
So I think that's what the ladies want.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Have a good night.
That's prostitution.
Yeah, we can't do that. Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, I was on hold.
Yeah, we got you live in the air now.
Oh, okay.
What do you got?
Well, I was saying since you guys like your Hummer Tuesdays, I suggest the... Muffin Mondays. I sent a fax to you guys a couple weeks ago.
Well.
It's the same thing that you guys want. It's just a different word.
Well, we ask the guys to reciprocate on Tuesday after the Hummer or mm-hmm. before, however they want to work it. So, I don't know. It's redundant, you know?
Oh, jeez. Well, okay, well, I'm from Staten Island, and I root for that last girl that you just talked to.
I got a good one for
because
the women.
Go ahead.
Hang out with my friends at the bar night. No, huh? I tried.
Nah, no. I'm not a bar person.
I tried.
Let's watch Hockey Thursday.
No? I'm going to sit on the computer all night and play video games
Thursday? That sounds like my husband. He does that.
That's everybody.
He's just like you guys. He's a PlayStation freak. He can't put the thing down.
Oh, it's just great, especially with this crappy winter we're having. I don't know what I would have done without the PlayStation this winter.
Well, you know, but I can suggest other things to do.
Well, we get that done, too, but...
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's...
He's got, like an idiot, I bought him that, what's the name of that game?
Which one?
Medieval.
Oh.
For Christmas.
Yes.
I'm a fool, because the man's glued to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid I want something. And then, you know, he goes to me, go up on your computer and get me some cheat sheets. And I'm like, oh, I love you too, honey.
God, it used to be, could you go and get me a beer from the fridge? No, let's go to your computer and get me some cheap shoes.
I can relate to that.
It's pitiful.
I said that to Sandy when I first started Tomb Raider 3.
So have you gotten really pissed at him and yelled and everything?
Nah, I'm cool about it.
Yeah?
I keep myself busy.
All right. See, my wife yells at me, and then I stop.
No, I'm really cool. I'm not like...
No, not yelling like that. She yells and makes me feel bad.
I let him do whatever he wants.
But what do you do for your needs?
Oh, he does everything for me.
All right, there you go.
All right, well, perfect relationship.
See, Anthony had to spend the night on the couch last night.
Mm,
not sleeping-wise, but...
No, last night was the spend the night watching TV with my wife night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, tonight is Half-Life night?
That's what?
8 hours. 8-10 hours of Half-Life.
All right. Well, we got to move on.
All righty. Nice talking to you. And I love you guys. And you know what? Howard sucks compared to you guys.
We respect Howard, to be honest
with
you.
And
we're not just saying that because we're live in the air.
There are plenty of DJs that suck.
All I suggest is...
I'll be honest. He's the only one I respect in this town.
I love you guys. Your attitudes are great. Quit obsessing yourself with titties and stuff like Howard does.
All right. We'll move on.
Make it even, guy.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Can we see our program director?
Yeah, his voice sounded familiar. Hi, N.E.W.
Hi, I'm on hold. I was
not anymore. You're
not anymore.
Live.
Live.
Okay.
What do you got to add?
Dibs on the bottom night. I think that's pretty fair for the women.
Dibs on the bottom
dibs
night?
Dibs on the bottom.
All right. Safely, could you explain this in radio terms?
To include in the Hummer, technically the guy is either on his back or in a sitting up position.
Yeah.
So the woman's doing all the work.
Yeah.
So dibs on the bottom is...
Oh, you get dibs on the bottom. Okay.
All right,
well,
we got it.
It's really not.
Well, that's pretty much what we've told everybody, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we want everybody to reciprocate.
In whatever way.
So everyone leaves happy, exhausted, and having had a great time.
That's right. All
okay.
right.
Okay, good enough.
All thank right. you. Well, there you go.
All right. See, the ladies can't even come up with it.
Yeah, there isn't this definitive thing.
Like, we know all guys like hummers, or 99.9%.
Yeah. Right.
Do all girls like...
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, no, but think of it in these terms, too. A guy comes home. The second he walks in the door, his significant other rips his pants off and starts the hummer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is the guy going to go, hey, I had a tough day. Or, God, I was with the kids all day. Or something, right?
Yeah.
No, of course he's not. Now reverse it. A woman walks in the door. The guy jumps on her, rips her pants off, and just starts doing that act without any foreplay or anything. It's probably not going to work the same.
For most women.
I know there are exceptions.
There's a couple women
right.
out there right now shaking their head going, I wish my man would do that.
But for the most part, you're not going to get the same reaction.
Yeah.
You're going to kind of probably get a startled woman that wants a little foreplay before that main event.
And I think most guys just aren't brave in their relationship to make that move.
Yeah, because you don't know if you're going to get, hey, what are you doing? What are you, crazy?
Right.
You're an animal. I'm going home to mother. You know? It's like, hey, I was just trying to shake things up.
Yeah.
But it's a safe bet that pretty much any guy would like having that done to him.
Right.
So that's why we say the Hummer Club.
And that's where we started with this thing.
Right.
We'll see where it leads to, all right?
Exactly.
There's some great instant feedback coming in right now.
Yeah, we got one here that says we should have a night called Honey, Leave Me Alone for the Weekend Night.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Zeppelin from Physical Graffiti. Creed before that from their debut CD, My Own Prison, the title track there. And they were on Letterman last night. Sounded absolutely great. They sung their latest single from My Own Prison, One, a song we play here at NEW.
Mm-hmm.
Great guys. We've known them for a very long time.
Yes.
Kind of bummed they didn't stop by the studio. I didn't realize they were doing Letterman last night. They would have came in because we helped them find their van one time.
Yeah, they got ripped off.
They're from Tallahassee, Florida. And when Anthony and I were working in Boston, we had Creed on the air and stuff. They played a show for our radio station. And then Scott, the lead singer, he calls up the next day, and we think he's, you know, going to thank us and stuff because we all just had a great, great time. And he calls up with a story how his stuff got ripped off, and we're all really bummed.
Yeah, the trailer.
But
that always happens. I think if you've been in a band long enough, you go through a point where some of your equipment gets ripped off.
Yeah.
It sucks, you know? It's like your stuff.
But, you know, this was way before they became huge.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were a little naive back then.
Yeah.
Because they just parked the van with, what do they have, a trailer?
Yeah, they have they had a little trailer.
A little trailer that had a cute little master lock on the streets of Boston in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because the club they played at was in an okay neighborhood.
And then they got robbed.
And they were really surprised that their stuff got robbed. We felt bad for him.
Yeah.
And he lost a really good guitar that I don't think he ever got back. Because then we started calling the pawn shops to see if anyone handed it in.
Because
it was a guitar that was real special to the guy.
Yeah.
So we wish those guys all the luck in the world. They're great.
Yes, we
But do. I don't think they need it. I think that album is like multi-platinum at this point. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They have their luck.
So, Anthony, you know, we have tried to do a new show today.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody wants to talk about Tara still.
I know, enough.
It's amazing. I guess we're going to have to make this a feature on our show from time to time.
Phew.
Because we had Tara come in yesterday. She had a bunch of modeling agencies close the door, you know, on her face.
Mm-hmm.
They,
well, not on her face.
Well, on her face in a way. They didn't think she was worthy.
Yeah, they were pointing out her imperfections and stuff. And she wanted to come down here and show us what she looked like. And we figured we'd throw her pictures up on the web and let the people, you know, pick her apart a little bit.
And they're starting to pick her apart big time.
Well, yesterday, right when I put the pictures on, she was getting nothing but favorable reviews.
Right.
And now, for some reason, we're seeing a lot of negativity.
Yes.
I think the guys have gotten home, and they've really looked at these pictures for quite some time now, and they're starting to comment.
Well, the key is Tara said she wants to be in Playboy, and that's what everyone's going on.
Right, because now everyone's like, you know, she's really hot, but not Playboy material.
Right.
Yeah, look, she's pretty, but not Playboy bound. Yeah.
Her breasts look like teardrops. Oh, Isaiah. And she has a flat ass.
I don't think so. She had a pretty nice ass. I don't know. But everyone's just commenting on this.
Yeah.
The pictures are on the WNEW website. If you want to check them out, you just go to Air Staff and then click on our pictures, Opie and Anthony, and you'll get there.
There you go.
Hmm.
All right. So just want to let people know. I think more people like Tara than not, Anthony?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. But a lot of people saying she's not Playboy material.
As far as the Playboy issue, I would, if I had a guess, I'd say 75% of the guys and ladies are saying no.
Yeah. And we're having such a great time with this internet thing where we're posting pictures of Tara and whoever else would want to come in here, and we'll post pictures and you people could pick her apart.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want to do our freak show lingerie show.
Yes. In honor of the Victoria's Secret mess that...
Yeah, that was really successful for Victoria's Secret, even though it crashed a bunch of systems.
Uh-huh.
We want to kind of rip them off.
Yeah.
Do the same thing.
By the way, if you go to victoriassecret.com, they're running the fashion show in a loop.
Oh, are they?
So if you missed it yesterday, you can check it out. Because a bunch of the guys were in the other studio going, hey, man, you've seen this yet? I'm like,
checking
yeah, it was great.
So we want to have our freak show fashion show.
Yes.
So what do we already have? We already have, because we're doing it for guys and girls, so the girls don't get too pissed at us.
We just need a nice cross-section of society.
Yeah, we have a guy who's like the wolf man.
He's so hairy, like Anthony explained earlier, he has to decide where his chest hair ends and his beard hair begins.
Yeah. You ever see those people, like they shave and they have to just stop somewhere on their neck?
Yeah.
Because it becomes chest hair at some point.
Right.
But then they stop and it's just like this really abrupt line. That's how this guy is.
And two ladies that work with this guy said, you got to get this guy in like a banana hammock. Because he's so hairy.
So we'll have that. And then for everyone else, though, that's interested, we want to have some girls come down.
Yes.
And get in some lingerie.
Well, we're going to try to get Mendy from Big Butt Magazine.
Yeah, with her huge ass.
Huge.
Yeah.
She walks through that door sideways.
We'll have some regular girls. But then we're also looking for maybe a thalidomide baby.
Jesus, Anthony.
You know? Someone with a lobster claw for a hand.
Well.
In a lingerie.
I was thinking more like a crack whore.
Yeah, crack whore.
A midget would be nice in lingerie.
Right, midget. Just some kind of parading freak show of lingerie.
Right.
And we'll webcast it.
And a couple ringers in there.
Yeah.
You know.
A couple of little eye candy.
Okay, Mendy is called back.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be on board for this.
Really?
Mendy's yep. in.
All right, Mendy like from Big Butt Magazine.
So now we got Mendy's huge ass, and we got a real hairy guy.
And we've also got Adam, who's 6'10".
Uh-huh. 6'10".
6'10".
No. Rick. Chicks.
I'm trying for chicks, but it's chicks. Only guys.
What about the 400-pound gay guy?
The that big fat gay guy? Jason, yeah.
That could be funny. I saw that on your list.
Jason, the big fat gay guy.
And we got this guy, Chris, who's a hunchback. That's
yeah, but we need more chicks.
We need chicks.
We need to hit pay dirt. We need a midget. We need a female midget that's willing to come down here and put some lingerie on so we can take some pictures and put it on the website.
Right. Female midget. Have you even seen a female midget of late?
Lately, no.
I remember growing up, there were a lot more freaks. I think medical science is screwing the whole program up.
They really are.
When I was growing up, I remember there was a little wing in my elementary school. And they had a bunch of, I guess, developmentally challenged people in there, Opie. And it used to scare the bejesus out of me.
Were you their leader?
I was truly their leader. No, but we would have lunch, and sometimes we'd lunch outside,
mm-hmm.
and they would be over at this other section of picnic tables.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, this is like the mid-70s, so you know, we weren't all politically correct.
Yeah.
So there was one kid who, I guess, had water on the brain, and his head was huge. So big, he couldn't hold it up. So, like, every so often, he'd be standing there, and his head would start wobbling, and then it would just go, like, whoop. It would whip around in a circle.
That's horrible.
It was. And then there were, like, thalidomide children
yeah.
with like, one normal arm and then a little G.I. Joe arm.
Little flipper.
Poking out the side, yeah. And it was in the same school, and it used to freak us out. But I guess medical science and testing has made it so you don't get as many of these as you used to.
How much pot did you smoke in high school?
In high school, yeah, a lot.
Okay.
All right, in high school, I'll give you that.
So you sure that, you know, this is what you actually saw?
Please. Of course. I went to, where was that? I think it was Fifth Avenue Elementary School in East Northport.
Okay.
And it was they had a little special ed section, and it was just a freak show.
Hi, N.E.W. N.E.W. No? All right, thanks. Thanks for calling.
No, problem with the delay, maybe.
No,
maybe they're listening to the radio and not hearing themselves.
Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm not on the air.
You're on the air. There's a delay.
Listen, I need help convincing my girlfriend to get the same enthusiasm towards joining the Tuesday Night Hummer Club as I have.
Mm.
Do you guys have any suggestions for me?
Well, where is she?
She's in Queens.
We can call her.
No, she's not there right now. She's actually out on an appointment. But that would be a good idea. I will definitely have to call you back when she's there.
Well, call us on Tuesday and we'll figure something out. We'll call her at work or something.
Yeah. That would be fantastic.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
He's got his days wrong, Opie.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
I have a comment about the whole Tara thing.
Okay.
It's men, and I guess there's some women responding to it. You know, it's people like that that lead women to obsession and dieting and plastic surgery and bulimia and anorexia and all the crazy things that screw up the women in the world.
Huh.
That's just my point. I think it's ridiculous. I didn't see the picture of Tara. You guys were raving about her.
She's hot.
So let it be, you know?
Well, she's not like that rail thin supermodel kind of big fake boob and little...
Kate Moss was out a couple years ago.
No, we're not into that. She has a very, very nice natural look. But
right.
The problem was when she said she wants to be in Playboy, that's what the guys picked up on and said, all right, if she wants to be in Playboy, well, we're going to tell her what's wrong.
But now they're getting really nitpicky and nasty.
Well, yeah, but we warned her about that because our listeners are all about honesty.
All about honesty.
And you ladies, you know, let me defend the guys here. You ladies can be brutal about us as well.
That's true, but you guys don't take it as seriously and as deep to heart as I do.
Yes, we do. You don't know the tears we shed when we go home.
No, I think guys take it hard as well.
Yeah.
They just don't show it on the outside as easily as some women.
Right. Yeah.
But you ladies can be just as harsh as guys are.
That's, I guess.
That's crazy to think it's
I
just
love
guys.
My man anyway, is although I did kind of tell him to get his hair cut a little shorter, and he did, so I guess that's kind of...
There you go.
Yeah. And by the way, it's not water on the brain, it's encephalitis.
Encephalitis,
which is caused in children with spina bifida.
Oh, thank you, Nurse Ratched.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You informed us today.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
All I know is when I was in elementary school, they called it water on the brain.
And it looked like water on the brain.
That fun thing. That wasn't developmentally challenged. It was a retard.
All right.
That's where I grew up with all these little prejudices I have, I guess.
We got to pick up with the playlist somewhere here. Anthony, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Valentine's Day. Here it comes, guys. What are you going to do? Bouquet of flowers? Chocolate? Like you did last year? Oh, sure. They kind of look and smile, but in the back of their mind, they're going, God, it's not that original.
Mm-hmm.
They've done this before.
There wasn't much thought put behind
this. Not much thought, and it's nothing really special. Well, you know what'll make them think you're special?
Would that be a Vermont Teddy Bear, Anthony?
Of course it's a Vermont Teddy Bear. Girls love these things. They're cute, cuddly. They come with chocolate and a little message, a little bear gram.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have them customized.
Yeah, they got bear counselors.
Yeah, you call up a bear counselor, 1-800-829-BEAR. It's 1-800-829-BEAR. You talk to this guy, and you tell him what your girl likes. Hobbies, line of work. And they'll get you a bear that your girl will be like, oh, my God, this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is so me.
Yes.
And it's like you really care about her.
And they
even if you don't.
And they have added new bears this year.
Yeah.
The Teddy and the Teddy's pretty cool.
Wow.
dirty bear.
They got the teddy and a tie bear.
Yeah.
They got wedding bears. That's kind of cool.
Horny little devil bear.
Mm-hmm.
What a better way to say, hey, I'm horny. You know? The flowers and the candy, right?
Yes.
You give them that. And there's still some kind of speculation as to what's going to happen that night. You give a horny little devil bear, you're getting some.
You're getting in that a-hole.
Come on near that air.
Let me get in that a-hole.
Come over here, honey. Let me give you this Vermont teddy bear, and then I'm going to get in that air.
But at least they'll know your intentions.
Yes, of course.
When you give them the horny little devil bear. Or you could be cute and give the little love bandit bear,
mm-hmm.
which might only mean a little smooch.
Yes.
You know?
And we would love to make up our own bears, but the company begged us not to. They said, guys, have as much fun with the Vermont Teddy Bear Company as you like. The spokesperson said this, but please, for the love of God, do not make up bears, because we can only imagine bears. What you guys would come up with.
And then people probably call with fake bears.
So,
no, there's a huge selection of real Vermont Teddy Bears to choose from. Just call up the bear counselor and sort it out with them. It's quick. It's easy. And you'll show your girl that you care.
And they did tell us it would take less than 5 minutes to do the whole process. So
Yeah. Here's
the deal. The Vermont Teddy Bear Company, you could visit them on the web, vermontteddybear.com, or give them a call, 1-800-829-1027-WNEW, the Rock of New York. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Blue on Black. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
I almost forgot. Our pal Stephen Lynch is playing Caroline's tonight.
Tonight?
I think he's going to hit the stage around 10 o'clock. He's only playing about 3 or 4 songs because I think it's some type of benefit.
All right.
So it's a shortened set, I believe. But I do hear he's going to have some CDs on hand tonight because I know a lot of people are trying to find Stephen Lynch's CD.
Good, good.
But we told him to make another one.
Yeah.
With all the songs that he left off at his first CD.
The ones he plays here on our show.
Yes, those are the ones that
acoustically.
Well, a few of those are on his CD. The pre-song's on there. The Kill the Kitten song is on there.
Mm-hmm.
But
you won't get Special Olympics.
No, you won't get Special Olympics.
Yeah. Aren't we working something out for next Friday?
Yeah, next Friday it's looking like we're going to take the show on the road again, just like we did down there in Jersey with the Smash the Bronco thing we did.
We want to get out there and meet you people. We want to party with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting out probably once a month, and we're going to kick things around and have some fun.
Next Friday could be a really, really good live show.
And Stephen Lynch, we're working it out where he will be on hand.
Yeah.
Playing.
If Stephen Lynch is in town, he promised he would show up and do a set.
Great.
Of his goof songs and stuff.
People want
to just hang
that.
With us because he's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
he's a good friend of the show. So Caroline tonight for Stephen Lynch. His email is pushead@aol.com because I get hundreds of requests for that every day. It's unbelievable.
That is not a website.
No, it is
an email address.
Email address pushead.
Right.
pushead@aol.com. All right. So Opie and Anthony saying see ya for today.
Yeah. Don't forget we're looking for. Freaks for our freak show lingerie show. We're going to do a live webcast, and we need some freaks.
Yes.
Opie.
Well, we need a nice slice of society,
a cross section of our city.
Yes,
our fair city.
Thus far, we got big old Mindy and her big old ass.
Yeah, Mindy and a big ass.
She got a big ass.
And we got some guy that looks like a bear.
A bear, yeah.
He's just the hairiest man on the face of the earth for the ladies. One for the ladies.
One for the ladies and one for the guys.
You
gotta
dig that.
Thus far.
Right.
I think we'll get Tara back in here to put some lingerie on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for some other fine folks.
Yeah. we're just starting the induction process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna hit the streets of New York and get a crack whore.
That'll be easy.
Come on, we could pay someone a crack whore $20 to put some lingerie on, guaranteed, right?
Sure.
Easily.
Oh, you know it.
All right.
Sure.
That's what we're looking for.
A crack whore.
We want it so you go to the website because you need to see this stuff.
I want to see a crack whore and a teddy.
Yes. When was the last time?
You know where to go.
When was the last time you saw a crack whore and a teddy?
There's no crack whore and a teddy.com.
No.
You're going to have to come to us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Of course.
All right. So we'll get that going. And then tomorrow, FU Friday.
FU Friday.
Our favorite day of the week.
Certainly is.
And we've told Ralph to help us out so you could get your FUs in early during his show. Just fax them.
Cool.
At 212-957-WNEW. And by the time we're here at 3, we'd like to see a nice big pile and we'll run through them. All right?
All right, man.
And more surprises in store for you guys.